Body Language was not your greatest success, I think it's fair to say.
No, in this country, it died extremely quickly. And I think for this country, it was just too much of a change for people to take. I don't think people really liked it. In America, it's doing very well because the climate is a bit different there. You know, you have the sort of solid black market who are into that kind of stuff anyway. And some of the American groups, like us, have wandered into this domain, like Foreigner, doing things like Urgent and using a sax player. Toto have got a very nice brass arrangement on one of their, I think, their new single. And I think we're probably closer to the American music scene than we are to the English at the moment, just because we've drifted that way. You know, we still live here, but we spend a lot of time there. And I think we feel that there's more actual evolution going on in America in the established groups than there is in England. But people judge you by how your singles do in this country more than most other places, more than, say, Germany or Argentina. Or
the single is one of your songs, Las Palabras d'Amor, Spanish.
Yes.
Which is what they speak in Argentina. Now, you, of course, had the entire top 10 one week in Argentina, didn't you?
I don't know if it would, if it goes that far, but we, in the period where we were going there, yes, all the albums started to. But the fact that we went to the trouble to go there and go there properly, as opposed to tacking it on the end of another tour, and the fact that we took a lot of equipment down and did a proper show as we would do here, I think meant a lot to them.
So they haven't started burning your albums in the streets yet, as a result?
No, Under Pressure's number two there at the moment, I think, which is great. It was my little girl's birthday. She was 1 year old a little while ago. And I had a card from an Argentinian girl who said, "Some things are more important than war." And that's how I feel.
Las Palabras de Amor, Queen, and the single from their LP, Hot Space.